What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, for years, his parents kept the worst stories about the house to themselves. Then one afternoon, while home alone, he witnessed something that made him understand why.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening today. You know, we love real ghost stories around here, so that's why we encourage you to share yours with us, because if you're listening, you probably got one. Call it in at 855-853-4802. If you don't want to do that, just write it down. We'll read it. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, and you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I am with Harper today. How are you, girl?
Hello, hello, hello. I am good. How are you?
I'm really relieved because today I checked off a big thing on my list of things I was finding impossible to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was find a dog sitter for my dog while I go to your town for a big wedding.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited for this wedding. It's coming up so soon and it's going to be so fun. And I cannot wait to see you guys.
I was literally last night having anxiety. It woke me up while I was sleeping. I'm like, what am I going to do with Benji? Because he hates the 4th of July. So I can't like send him to somebody's house and they go out because everybody goes out. It's 4th of July. It's the 250th. You know, it's like,
yeah,
people are going to want to go see fireworks. And I'm like, I can't put him someplace that he's not familiar with fireworks going off. I don't want him in a kennel all by himself with other dogs with fireworks going off.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what to do. And so I'm like, who do I know who would be staying home? And then it hit me and my friend, I'm like, you've got a dog. You're going to stay home. He's like, oh my God, we'd love it. So I got that taken care of for two nights so I can come for two big nights and see you. And maybe we could do something together. Although we will probably be kind of busy. It's just exciting. It's very exciting. And I still haven't found a dress. I got one that will work as a backup. But, well, I've been kind of laid up. So I can't physically go out shopping. I'm getting the point now where I've been driving for about 10 days. But the getting out of the car, walking around stores, that's a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
I am getting up to around 5,000 steps a day. So that's good. That's good.
Yes.
I had a hip replacement for someone who didn't hear those episodes. But it's just hard to go shopping, especially, you know, when you're looking for a certain color dress. You could spend an entire day driving around town. So instead, I've been looking online and I just haven't really found a lot that I like. But I ordered one. I'm like, that's the backup. That will work if I don't find something better. Key is I'd like to find something better and send it back.
Yes.
So we'll just see. We'll see. Well, let's go to our first story of the day.
Okay.
About this haunted farmhouse. You ready?
I am very ready.
Here you go.
Yeah, I'm RJ Denton. I'm calling out of Houston, out of Houston, Texas. And I was listening to your podcast as I make my drive, my long drive to Dallas, Texas. And I used to live in this old house in Granger, Texas. And Granger, Texas is a small town. And, it's over there probably about, maybe 25 minutes from Georgetown, Texas. Well, this town was originally, a farming community. It's been around for years. And at the time, I was going to a school, a Catholic school, and it just hit its 102nd birthday. I used to go home. The bus would drop me off at home, and I'd be the only one at the house. And my parents worked at the at Williamson County at the time. This is just one of my many stories, but as I was at the house, we had a family living with us at the time, but they were going on vacation and the dad worked nights, so as soon as I got home, he was already, going to work. So I'm sitting there, my dad bought this house and we renovated it. We knocked out this wall, put a bar in. My room was actually part of a bigger room and we separated it with sheetrock eventually. And, and when I first moved in, this house kind of weirded me out, but, I grew to love the house, grew up in it, and to be honest with you, it's actually one of the biggest houses I've ever lived in for a one story. And, anyway, back to my story. And so I had a clear view to the kitchen and, what I did was I get home and, I drank this big cup of water in this pink cup. My dad used to drink tea in all the time. I thought I was a big man. I'd drink out of this cup, right? So I drank the cup and I put it on the bar. So being a kid, I went back and I was, neglecting to do my homework and I'm hanging on the back of the couch watching cartoons, just acting a fool. And all of a sudden, kind of gets real quiet in the house, channels just right on cue. I hear the water turn on and I'm thinking to myself, oh dear Lord, please don't, please not right now. And all of a sudden I hear it turn off and then I hear something set like a glass or a plastic cup, on the counter. I finally built up enough courage and to look over. When I did, my cup traveled from the bar across the table all the way to the kitchen sink where it was. So I went over there and I had the phone. I freaked out, grabbed the house phone, and I walked over there and the cup was filled literally to the brim of water where the water was bubbling over just so slightly. And I called my mom. So I told her, I was like, hey, look, this is what happened. And she's like, no, hey, Mr. Larry's there. I was like, stay on the phone. So I ran running around the house and I was calling his name. I was like, Mr. Larry, this, it ain't funny. This ain't funny at all. I checked every window, every door, and everything was locked up tight. Hell, even people come over, I'd hide from them, So, mom, but all right, well, I'll be home here in a minute. All right, I'll talk to you later. Later on, I come to think of it, she never told me any of the things that happened to her or my dad. So it kind of, when they finally told me what would happen to them, it started to make sense. And a lot of the biggest hotspots were either in the kitchen area. We had, like, right next to it was the laundry room. So stuff would happen in there, like the microwave would turn on by itself and the son of the gun would be unplugged. But the really biggest spot is towards the back of the house where our bedrooms were. I would have some kind of dark figure walk, pace back and forth in my bedroom. And then eventually it'd leave me alone after I sit there and pray my heart out, just there's a lot of other things. And, it's gotten dark one, like pretty evil one time I remember, but that's when this family was living with me, but.
And it ends right there. Like, that's messed up, because right, he just as he gets ready to talk, he goes, and then it got dark there just that one time, but, and that's it. That's not even fair.
Yeah, that's not fair at all.
It's not fair.
Like, or
it got dark and we weren't supposed to hear that. Was he cut off for a reason?
Duh.
Yes. It was too dark for us to hear. Because sometimes
apparently.
I don't love really dark stories all the time, because it just feels like, I don't know, like I don't like demonic sort of things. So I don't know what happened. But I do know that what he shared in that story, that was some creepy stuff.
That was. It was very creepy stuff.
Like, how's the faucet turn on? Cups filling up? Like, how are things moving? And then I get, though, as a parent, you'd want to protect your child against anything. Now, if he hadn't really been saying anything had happened to him prior to this, or whenever he found out things had been happening to the parents, I get why you wouldn't say anything to your kids. Because maybe you'd be like, okay, they don't seem affected by it. I don't want to go, hey, Harper, are you experiencing any paranormal activity in this house? And you'd be like, no, why? Why?
And then I would think about that for the rest of my life.
It's like, why did Carol just ask me that? There's a what? And then it's going to drive you crazy. It's like, tell me why?
Mm-hmm.
So I get why his parents wouldn't have said something. He sounds like an adult at this point. I don't know. Super creepy stuff, isn't it?
Very much so.
I am, though, super curious about the dark thing.
I am curious about that, too. I would like more.
Yeah, I would like to know more, but...
Dear caller, please call in again. Yeah. We would like more.
But... dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
Here's our next story. It says, this happened back in 2016 when my boyfriend was recovering from a car accident. He'd been in the hospital for a while and was back home. Still had a long recovery ahead of him. His mom worked second shift. Since I got off work a few hours before she got home, I'd usually go by after work and stay with him until she got back. Looking back, I was probably at that house 5 or 6 days a week for over a month, so I got very familiar with it. I never felt like there was anything negative about the house. Nobody ever sat me down and told me ghost stories. Wasn't one of those places where you walked in and immediately felt something. That's part of why what happened caught me off guard. At the time, my focus was on helping my boyfriend get through a rough recovery, not worrying about anything paranormal. Most days followed the same routine. I'd get there after work, we'd watch some TV, talk, or he'd fall asleep. I'd read a book, scroll through my phone. Because his room was downstairs and his mom's room was upstairs, there usually wasn't much reason for either of us to be on the second floor. And that's why I started noticing it whenever I heard someone walking around up there. The first time it happened, I assumed his mom had gotten home early. I remember hearing footsteps overhead and thinking she must have come in through the back door. A few minutes later, I happened to glance out the front window and I realized her car wasn't there. I thought it was odd, but I didn't dwell on it. A week or so later, I heard the same thing again. This time I was in the kitchen getting something to drink, and it sounded like somebody crossed the floor upstairs and then stopped. I even walked to the bottom of the staircase and listened for a minute, but everything went quiet. Over the next few weeks, it happened enough that I started paying attention. Not every day, not on any kind of schedule. I'd just be sitting there and hear what sounded like someone moving around upstairs. Every time I assumed someone was there, and every time I realized there wasn't supposed to be anybody on the second floor. One Saturday afternoon, my boyfriend had fallen asleep in the middle of the movie. I was sitting near the staircase, looking at my phone. I happened to look up and immediately thought his mom was standing at the top of the stairs. It wasn't like seeing a clear face or anything like that. It was more like I looked up and saw the shape of a person. I glanced back down at my phone, then it hit me that his mom was working, and when I looked back, there was nobody there. I sat there for a few seconds trying to process what I'd seen. Then I got up, went upstairs, because honestly, I figured there had to be somebody there. The entire second floor was empty. I checked every room and found nothing. That's brave. Very brave.
Very, very brave.
Very. When my boyfriend woke up later, I told him what had happened, and I expected him to tell me I was tired or I had must have seen a shadow. Instead, he laughed and said, "Oh, you saw Eddie." I remember asking, "Who the hell is Eddie?" And he laughed again and told me that's what his mom called him. And apparently, every once in a while, somebody would mention seeing a person upstairs or hearing footsteps when no one else was home. Nobody knew who Eddie was supposed to be, and as far as I know, there wasn't some family story behind the name. His mom had just started calling him that years earlier, and it stuck. What surprised me wasn't hearing that people had experienced similar things. It was how casual he was. He told me about it like he was explaining why one in the kitchen cabinet stuck when you tried to open it. I asked him why he never mentioned it before, and he said there wasn't much to tell. Nothing bad had ever happened. Nobody ever been hurt. He figured if he brought it up first, I'd start looking for things that weren't there. That makes sense to me.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'd kind of want to know, but then I would be doing the same thing. I'd be like, what was that? All day.
Mm-hmm.
After that conversation, I paid a little more attention to what was going on around me. I never saw the figure again, but I did hear the footsteps several more times before he got well enough to start getting back to normal. The last time I heard them was a few days before he returned to work. I was getting ready to leave for the night, and I heard someone walking across the floor upstairs. By then, I was almost used to it. I remember standing there in the entryway, listening for a minute before grabbing my keys and heading out the door. My boyfriend eventually recovered. We got our own place. Life moved on. His mom still lives in that house, and every now and then I'll hear an update from the family. Every once in a while, somebody staying there will mention hearing footsteps upstairs. But nobody ever seems alarmed by it. I still don't know what I did see. Maybe it was my imagination. Maybe it wasn't. All I know is I walked into that conversation expecting my boyfriend to tell me I was seeing things. And instead, he responded like I just met someone the family had known for years. Thanks for reading. I'd love to hear what you think. Love the show. Love all the stories. Sammy. That, to me, is very interesting because, you know, you're going to a house where you just, when you walk in, you don't pick up on anything weird.
It's like a stray cat that just shows up every now and again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just Eddie.
Yeah. They're he's very like, oh yeah, that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's recovering, so he's probably on medication and is like, oh, really flat, like, whatever, honey. Okay.
Oh, it's just Eddie.
It's what my mom calls him. I don't know why. But it's just super matter of fact. And I guess if you had a haunting like that and you had learned to live with it and it doesn't bother you, it's not scary. You see a shadow person or an apparition every now and then. Would that kind of freak you out? Could you get used to living like that?
I could probably get used to it.
I don't know if I could.
I'm curious about the name Eddie because it is just so specific of a name.
Well, and you wonder too, if mom goes, oh, that's Eddie, could she have had like some sort of psychic connection to whatever it is? And that
dun, 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 maybe
it really was Eddie. And Eddie stuck around all these years later.
Because she knew his name.
Is it because they have a connection?
Yes.
I just thought that was very interesting.
Yeah.
Just the way they react. I like to think that I am a brave enough, strong enough, secure enough person that I could hear footsteps walking around and see a shadow person and not let it bother me. I know.
No, we both know that's not true.
That's so not true. I know me. You know me. That would get to me after a while. I'd be like, just stop. I can't hear it anymore.
Yeah.
I just find it just a little creepy, but I'm glad the boyfriend's doing good. Life's moved on and no more Eddie, at least where they're living.
Yeah, no more Eddie. That means someone else has an Eddie.
That means mom's still dealing with Eddie. That's fine. She seems to have a relationship with him after all she named him.
I guess so.
Let's do one more quick story.
Caleb calling from Albuquerque, New York. I haven't really had many experiences in my life, but I figured I'd share this quick one that I had while I was in Australia, actually. I was walking home from school one night, and I was going through some just some back roads, back neighborhood roads, whatnot. And there was an area where there wasn't a lot of street lights, so there was a stretch where it was pretty dark. Generally, I've never really been scared of the dark or anything like that, so I'm just going through. I had my headphones in. I was, checking email on my phone. I wasn't really paying attention. And all of a sudden, a sense of fear and dread just came over me. It's something I've never felt before in my entire life. And I all of a sudden get chills all up and down my spine. And I was in Australia, like I said, but it was pretty warm. And all of a sudden I just get really cold and I look up and that sense of fear and dread just gets worse when I see this shadow person. I've been listening to the podcast, like I said, a lot, and I hear a lot of talk about a shadow figure. And at first I thought it was a person. Then when I looked closely, I could see that it had two red eyes. And at first I thought it was just like a guy, where the eyes were, I thought it maybe was like a butt of a cigarette, somebody smoking a cigarette. But when I looked closely, he definitely had two glowing red eyes. And I freaked out, and I just briskly kept walking with my head down. And I kept walking. I get past him, and I look back, and there was nothing there. I know it's kind of lame, and it's a short story, but I figured I'd share it with you guys. Hope you liked it. Keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye.
Why did he call that story lame? That was a scary story.
It was. It really was.
Like, he saw a shadow person with eyes, got that weird feeling, like freezing cold.
Mm-hmm.
That is really strange. For all that to happen, it sounded like it was very quick.
It does. It sounds like maybe within the span of a few seconds, honestly.
Yeah. And then, because that would be why you got so freezing cold.
Mm-hmm.
There's something there.
And then it's just poof, it's gone.
So what was it? I guess it's just random shadow person.
Maybe. You know, sometimes I wonder if shadow people are just shadow people because that's the way our mind perceives them because we don't fully understand what they are.
Uh-huh. Because the only time that I saw one, it was very weird, but it was definitely out of my peripheral vision because my head was turned slightly that way, but it was more to the side and it was just a man walking past the bathroom. And
yeah,
I don't know what that was, but it was super quick. So it's like, are you stepping into, there's theories that, there's kind of alternate realities or parallel universe. Are you crossing the line sometimes? I don't know. Are they crossing the line and you're kind of seeing them? Oh no, that's a deep thought.
Very much so.
Or is it just your regular run-of-the-mill shadow person paranormal experience ghost type of apparition? I don't know.
Maybe.
But what he explained, Carol, was very interesting to me.
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting story.
So you don't have a lame ghost story. You got a good one.
Ghost story is lame here.
He, mm-hmm. I think, had a very significant paranormal experience.
Absolutely.
So share those real ghost stories with us. We love to hear them. You could call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like. Get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.